Good morning. It's an appropriate day, All Saints Day, as we think about the communion of saints. I feel a little bit up here like I'm going to channel our bishop. Bishop Bauer said, it's good to be with you. It's good to dwell together. And boy, I was really feeling that as we were singing together. It sounded glorious. Y'all don't sing half bad out there. You do all right. Robert Lamb. The name may not be immediately familiar to you. Robert Lamb was one of the early singers and keyboard players for the band Chicago, known as Chicago Transit Authority in old times. And he tells this story that when he was a teenager, he was walking down the streets of Brooklyn, New York, where he grew up. He was passing by a movie theater, and there was an usher standing outside taking a cigarette break. And he looked at him and said, hey man, what time is it? And the usher looked at him and said, does anybody really know what time it is? True story. Well, of course he wrote a song based on that encounter. And in the 60s, it's a good example of kind of that cerebral lyric and existential question that was kind of being bandied about famously then and being posited, you know, does anybody really know what time it is? And I want to cite it here. I hope not to be too clever by half, but really for the purpose of shaking us out of our conditioned routines in which we might miss something significant. The song itself, Lamb says, stresses the importance of taking the time, pausing to take the time to appreciate the small pleasures in life instead of rushing from one place to another against the clock. Well, this morning, there's a lot going on. We're celebrating All Saints Sunday today. It's this idea that we honor those who have gone before us, all of those saints. And in fact, right before we receive Holy Communion, we will read a list of those saints who have gone before us from St. George's, those who have been dear to us and we've lost in the past year. So remembering those who have gone before. But on this incredible emotional timeline today, we have that, but we're also going to baptize six young ones into the communion of saints this morning. This introduction for them being welcomed into the communion of saints who dwell here. Now, Celtic Christians would speak of times like this as liminal space, and I preached not too long ago about liminal space, the space of change. But one of the things that they would stress about these occasions is they would describe it as a thin place, kind of this place where the veil between now and beyond is thinned out, and there's an overlap between kind of the physical and the supernatural. And of course, it's a big part of this whole days that we've been celebrating with All Hallows Eve or Halloween and All Saints Day, kind of this mysterious thinning of our existence and presence here, but knowing there is more happening around us than we might imagine, acknowledging that there's more than what we just see. This mystery, heaven and earth bumping up against one another, maybe more closely than normal, this thin space. Well, I think that's part of what this song, Does Anybody Really Know What Time It is talking about. We sleepwalk through our routines and are often unaware of the things happening around us. And I don't believe I speak for myself here. We don't spend much time in mystery. Our currency is certainty. What do my five senses tell me? What do I see? What's tangible? Those are the things, the physical, that drive us in our daily comings and goings and decision making. How often do we pause to think about mystery, the things that we can't quite define, the things that escape us? From John's revelation, "After this I looked, there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes, all peoples, and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a long voice, saying, 'Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb.'" Well, contemplating that, certainly beyond us and beyond definition. So thinking about these thin places in recent weeks, I've had my sister-in-law Jan on my mind, my brother Eric's wife. We lost her 6 weeks or so, 2 months ago, after a 2-year battle with cancer. Also makes me think of my father. We lost several years ago. This communion of saints and remembering those in my life. And you have your own stories, your people that you remember on days like this. Giving special attention to what the Apostles' Creed says when we say we believe in the communion of saints. We hear it in our Eucharistic prayer every week. We talk about gathering with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, this communion of saints, this fellowship, which now my sister-in-law Jan and my father are part beyond the veil. And I suspect, like most of you, when we lose somebody close to us, they live on in our memories, or they may live on in some possible connection, maybe to a particular place. Maybe it's a scent. We smell something and it reminds us of them, a food or a phrase. I know my sister-in-law, Jan, every single time she would say goodbye to somebody, she would lean in and always end with these words, "Be blessed." When I hear those words, I can't help but think of Jan, "Be blessed." Or my father, near the last part of his life, his memory was failing him, but there was one memory that continued to come back, and I got to hear the story every time I was with him, and I cherished it. And he spoke of an encounter he had with a man named Mitsuo Fushida. Anybody out there know who Mitsuo Fushida is? Well, he was famously or infamously the pilot who led the kamikaze and raiding of bombing of Pearl Harbor on December the 7th. Well, it turns out that he survived and goes back and ends up converting to Christianity. And my father met him in California back in the 60s at a Full Gospel businessman's luncheon. Mitsuo Fushida was speaking. And the imprint of this man's faith on my father's life was something he held with him. And I think about that because for most of us, we would not have imagined that someone who had committed those type of atrocities might be numbered in the communion of saints. But, you know, the story's not over as quickly as we might think it might be over. Imprinted on my father, this man's faith after what he had been through. And so we celebrate All Saints Day this morning, mindful of that communion of saints. But they're more than a memory or a sensory connection. Do we actually consider them? Do we actually consider them? You see, today is a day for pausing, to step back, for reflection, for mystery. It's not the time for exacting explanations, for certainties. It's good for us to pause and engage our imaginations, which are God-given, to engage the mystery of our faith, those things that are part of our hope, we can't quite define them. Well, the book of Hebrews gives us another beautiful example of this picture, chapter 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, this communion of saints, let us throw off everything that so easily entangles us. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes upon Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. With everything happening in the world about us, it'd be easy to give up. How do we run this race? How can we run? I love what the author says here. Fixing our eyes upon Jesus, that's the only way we can run. It's the only way to throw off these things that may hinder us. Why? How? How do we, when we fix our eyes on Jesus, why does that matter? Because he says Jesus is the author or pioneer of our faith. And we may say, well, that's great. Yes, he started it all. But he goes on to say he's also the perfecter of it. Do you hear that? Your faith is being perfected by Jesus in you. I'm glad he's taking it out of my hands. I participate with him, but he's the author and the perfecter of this. That's how we do this. We run the race with the communion of saints, knowing that as we fix our eyes on Jesus, it is about him, who he is, what he's done. How is he the author and perfecter? I just almost want to jump out of here. I'm so excited. It's the Easter proclamation. He is the one that comes out of the tomb and says, I hold the keys to death, hell, and the grave. And we can trust him. He's got good character. He's merciful and forgiving. This is what the saints see. Well, as I mentioned earlier, in addition to honoring those saints today, we're going to celebrate baptizing several young ones into this communion, this family that will be theirs. And as we prepare for their baptisms and also for Holy Communion, pause and think about somebody that you admire in the faith. Maybe somebody you've lost, a loved one. Maybe it's a historic figure. Maybe it's someone from Scripture. There, if they've passed away, they are in the presence of Christ. But picture them as being near you this morning in that thin place. The communion of saints present with us. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb. The Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Does anybody really know what time it is? Our tradition offers us this time to step back, to pause and appreciate those who have gone before us and those who remain with us, as well as those who will come after us. Amen.